Can you see the old warehouse with the large doors over there?
Yep. And here are the old cranes by the river.
Exactly. This was Bamberg's collecting and reloading point, and a very important one at that, Johannes. As a result of the good accessibility to the River Main, and to me, of course, a great many goods from the Upper Palatinate region were reloaded here.
Iron, wood, charcoal and pitch, for example.
And hops, mould, oil and fats. And I thought you weren't an authority on the subject. Anyway, don't imagine it was easy, Johannes. The goods couldn't simply be reloaded here and shipped off to Frankfurt. Oh, no! You just can't imagine how difficult the matter of paying duties was.
Well, I know Albrecht Dürer complained about it. In 1520, he wrote in his diary that the journey from Bamberg to Frankfurt took 6 days and that one had to pass through 26 customs posts on the way.
Yes. And it wasn't only customs posts, but all the different currencies, measurements and tariffs as well.
Well, luckily, in 1806, the principal decree of the Imperial Deputation brought relief to the situation in that almost all of the River Main became Bavarian. And from that moment on, a central office for road and river construction dealt with the smooth running of shipping traffic. But didn't you want to tell us about towing, Frau Regnitz?
Yes, and I would if you'd shut up for a minute. And heavy work it was, too. Of course, in a downstream direction, the ships were simply carried by the wind and the current. But upstream, well, upstream, they had to be pulled, either by human strength or by man's good old helpers, the horse or the ox. They pulled the ships or barges against the current on long ropes, and the stretch from Frankfurt to Bamberg took 13 to 15 days, depending on the time of year, weather conditions and water levels.
And in Bamberg, the towpath often changes banks. In fact, recently a decision has been made to completely redesign it. But let's walk to the tanners' houses.
Ah, yes. Now they never left my side.